Welcome to Otherworld. I'm your host, Jack Wagner. And joining me today, friend of the show, Joshua Citarella. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm great. It's good to be back. Good to see you, Jack.
So we should try to maybe explain the Monroe Institute and Robert Monroe
sure.
a little bit. This is very complicated. It has come up on the show before, but for those who don't know, the Monroe Institute is an organization founded by Robert Monroe, who is a man that actually coined the term out-of-body experience. He was a very successful man in the radio world. He was kind of a tycoon back in the day. And at some point, he got really fascinated with consciousness and started doing some experiments. He eventually developed a technology that involves wearing headphones and playing something called binaural beats. This is very complicated and will be explained more in the series, but essentially everything related to the Monroe Institute and these gateway tapes are based on this technology. The idea that by playing two different frequencies in both ears of the headphones, it could force the brain to oscillate at a different frequency. And the idea is that if the brain is oscillating at this alternate frequency, it unlocks the ability for the brain and consciousness to perceive and do things that it ordinarily can't. Is that correct, Josh? Did I do a good job explaining this?
Yes. Well, our first expert interview gets extremely granular with the science of this. You know, I've spent probably, I think, the last 6 years now doing interviews with people who have adopted, let's say, very unconventional, in some cases, conspiratorial or fringe beliefs on the internet. And the way they get to these things is through watching videos, through listening to podcasts, through scrolling memes and things like this. And in the case of the gateway process, you are literally listening to an audio track that transforms your consciousness. It changes your brain. And I thought that this was just the most extraordinary example of how people's perception and understanding of the world could be shaped by the media they consume. What is really fascinating about this is that you're able to access these things. There are many different CIA leaks on Reddit and so on, declassified documents and tapes and things that are easily consumable. You can find them at many places online. The document that we're looking at specifically, that we discuss in some detail in this episode, the first episode of the miniseries, is called Analysis and Assessment of the Gateway Process, that was published in, this is from 1983. This comes from INSCOM, which stands for the U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command, which is part of the Department of Defense. So this document originates with the Army, is later inherited by the CIA and then declassified. We'll get into some of the history behind that. But the story that unfolds is one of military research into creating psychic super soldiers or astral projection for the purpose of espionage. So imagine during the Cold War, the best spy you could possibly have is one who never leaves a trace, who can never be detected. It's someone who is observing, remote viewing, as they call it, from afar. So people can be in California, in the Stanford Research Institute in Menlo Park, for example, but they can be observing a secret meeting behind closed doors in Soviet Russia. So that was the hope for a lot of this military funding. The story itself is just really, really extraordinary and is so much more than I ever could have imagined when I first started looking into this.
Let's play a clip of it really quick, just so that people can get a brief sense of what these sound like.
Move now into your preparatory process. First, your energy conversion box. Use this. Then follow that with your resonant tuning. Next, your resonant energy balloon. Then state your affirmation beginning, I am more than my physical body. Then, go on to focus 10, and I will join you there.